This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We had a previous take, but our camera's fucked up. So could you hit this button for me at the right time? I'll tell you when.
Yeah. I just really hope it hits the same, you know?
Mm. Word. Oh, it'll hit. It'll hit.
Okay.
Everyone just pay attention to my mic. Fucking stupid dickheads.
G-Unit.
Fuck you.
That's
G-Unit
shit.
In the building. Shout out all my G-Unit soldiers. You know how we rock it,
Tony
man.
Tony Ayo's right there. G-Unit. He's fucking editing.
Shout out Black. Y'all, yeah, yeah.
He's editing right now.
I'm just going to say all the jokes you said before. Y'all thought we wasn't going to get no new sounds?
G-Unit. They're all here. All new. That's it.
That's it.
I like
right?
that one.
Yeah, we only
that's
got
Sonic,
three.
Right?
Oh, no, hold on.
Yeah.
No, that was Mario.
Can we do my favorite one? Can you do my favorite?
Oh, yeah.
That's your favorite one?
It makes me feel so good inside.
That's a Stoops.
Yo, we got some Florida folks in the building.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
What yes. Actually
yep.
Is just one folk.
We got
hello.
A singular folk in the building.
Yes. Big it up. Brown County, 954.
Brown
deep
motherfucking
side. You already know. Don't come at me crazy, because I will D-O-N-E you. Okay, I don't
yes,
know
ma'am.
Kodak, so don't ask me that, please. I'm from Sunrise, aka Gunrise. We get it popping over there. I'm joking, actually. Please, Grandma, don't. Oh my God, she's gonna get so.
She's our cousin.
But she do all that other shit.
Nah, I do.
My dad is related to her parents somehow.
Damn.
We just summarize and call it cousin.
Nah. Somewhere down there.
I'm sure it makes
call
sense.
It a, and call it a fucking day. We got Allegra in the building.
Yo, that is so lit.
Yeah.
I love that. I think I want it for a text message. Every time someone texts me.
No.
Trust me, it'll come too much.
Not for a text, yeah.
Okay, I won't do it.
I think we may have to put your mic down a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me say something.
Yellow.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Shout out to microphones.
Yo,
I love it so much.
Let me do my little shout outs right here, man. Mm-hmm. Gone Head Fast Choy, man. That how you say happy fucking Chinese New Year's, man. We
for
getting
real?
It in over here. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saw my man Kev walk in the other day. I mean today, like 2 hours
ten,
ago.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, yo.
What you say?
Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, just like that.
It's love.
I thought we were saying it. Yeah, I thought you were going to put in a sound effect, but you didn't. Welcome back to Random Order, guys. It's your boy, fucking Trey. I've never like said yo my name on the show once. My name is Trey.
Shit.
For those who don't know me,
oh shit.
Yeah, nigga, like shit. We're full of ourselves. You guys don't know me. My name is Trey. Yeah, I just be chilling, man. Listen. I'll be reading these comments, man, and don't make me come for y'all niggas again, man.
Who in the comments?
Man, niggas is in
who
the comments.
Who in the comments talking that shit?
Man. Niggas in the comments talking that shit, saying... Like, oh,
man. Are they talking reckless?
I can't remember. I ain't remember.
Nah, they're saying good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
bless. I'm a read, though.
Yeah.
Read.
They're at us last time because you called it the bad comments, but not the
yeah.
good ones.
I didn't say, yeah. They're mad at that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to shout out the good ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You sound Canadian or Toronto.
Just a little.
Oh, here's a good one.
I don't have the high pitched voice.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is a really good one.
What's that?
It says, Shells!
Shells!
Word, that's me.
Man, let me tell you something, man. There's different tones, there's different pitches. Like you have the shells.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
You see how that works?
She looked at
the
like
sky.
That.
Damn. Is this like a
did you want one?
Yes.
You want all right, hold on. Let me figure out how to do this.
Shells.
I'm about to cry right now.
Mm.
Damn.
Okay, I think I got it. It may not hit. I'm just gonna try and throw it in there.
Uh-oh.
Leg wrap!
That's it.
Damn, I hated the police one.
Yeah, oh, because you're from Florida. Shouting out guns and shit on the first episode. They don't even know you. You're threatening them and shit. Like, God damn it.
I swear, guys, I'm all about world peace. I swear, honest. Like,
we was in the car driving up, and she's like, I'm really about that.
He's lying. He's lying. Don't believe that, okay? I'm all about world peace and, you know, cucumber sandwiches and all that stuff, you know? Mm. No fighting. Well, at least you, unless you have to, you know?
There it is.
Someone's looking at you crazy like, do we got a problem? Yeah. I hope not, you know? But you got to be careful. But you definitely have to pop the neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pop the neck and have your hand on...
Holy yeah, shit. Like what's really popping. I feel you. Another thing, this is we already had one girl on the show. This is our second girl on the show and a first family member on the show. Welcome.
Shout out to family members.
Yep.
Shout out to family members, man.
Yes, sir.
How y'all day going?
Oh, hold up.
Whoa, what happened?
What's up?
Oh, okay.
My man's in to introduce
himself. Oh, yeah, true. Wow, that was right.
You know what it is, man. Yeah. Actually, man, I just got a fucking email confirming that I actually am the fucking most handsome man in the universe. Wow. And that's it, man. I got the email. Y'all can't say nothing after that. Like, I got the email.
Wow.
The human fucking bandana's in the building. Fatanity human bandana. Fly like a bandana.
Let me see the email. I don't believe that.
I just forgot my password a second.
Nah, because it's just weird. It's like
they count. It was spam. No, no, no.
It's just kind of weird because I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, what, these niggas ain't noticed the fade? Like, no, what, these niggas ain't noticed the fade?
Oh, you got a new haircut?
Yeah.
It looks nice, though. It's clean. What is that? You got a zero in the back and then you have a what? Is that a one or
not? I ain't even here to tell you all that fucking shit, man.
Okay, cool.
That's all that stupid shit.
I be know my haircut, so don't try it, okay?
This is zero, though.
It's a zero in the back.
Yeah,
I think.
That's and it's like
a
skin, right?
I think that's like a 1.5 right here in the top.
Yo, man, fuck your skin fades.
Don't tell people what skin fades
fuck me up every single time.
Like, why? Because
my shit grows back and my hair is like very coarse, and then like I get the bumps and shit.
Was that ingrowns?
Yeah, a bunch. Yeah. Like it fucking hurts, man.
Like
but it's so
way.
Worth it.
Yo, do fact.
I always say yes.
It's so worth it.
Do fact that you get ingrowns from tying your do too tight. My man showed me.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Who showed you that?
Yo, my man. Shout out to Julian Barber, man. I was over there in Miami actually. With your folk, with my kins. Are you that right?
Yeah.
All right, with my kin folk and some little jits. He's a little jit was called. He's actually
some
like 19.
Jits or some jits?
No, he's a good ass jit.
Oh, okay.
Just, wait, isn't jits kid. Like children?
Jits
yeah,
a child.
Jits. Kids?
It can be like a, like,
you oh, the
son,
barber
like,
had a kid.
No, no, like, you get, jit means kid, but I can say, like, yo, you acting like a jit right now.
You yeah.
Like
well, you said you was kid. With some jits. Why are you with jits?
I fixed it after.
Oh, he's one jit.
So learned
okay.
Just one
singular jit.
It depends how you use it.
Just gotta make sure you're not here going crazy.
You know? Okay. Like, yeah. What up, jit? Like,
yeah,
jit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm fact checking myself. I'm checking all the slang
I got
and everything.
You,
so
okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I was with this one jit. He's actually a kid, mad young, but he knows how to cut hair really nice. Shout out to my mans. Mm. And he just said, like, yo, you get the ingrowns by tying your do-rag too tight at the back because you're squeezing your head and you're not allowing the hair to grow up. So the hair grows a weird way because it's pressuring it together.
Oh, wow.
And I started tying it loose.
That's and nice. I'm
how you gonna get free? The waves to hit, though?
Huh?
How you get the waves to hit, though, if you don't tie it tight?
I need a do-rag to just go like this.
They not here right now?
Thanks.
Oh shit! I just got it cut. I didn't get the shower. I didn't get the brush yet.
Yeah, so
because that's the thing. I used to get that same haircut, and the thing about it is that when you get your haircut, you have to like get like take a shower and like make the water and the moisture, and then you put in your do-rag. Like I used to school niggas how to get waves.
Yeah,
like
this is a level.
Like don't be stepping to me if you have no waves. Like that's retarded.
Yeah. Don't be doing that. I'll step them up for you. I'm sorry.
No, if you're good. Subliminal. You're good. I'm just saying.
The way I struggle to get waves, man. Yo, the funny thing is, me?
Your waves are, like, impeccable.
Yo, he's got, see?
Struggle?
Yo, dog, trust me. Yo, to the point where niggas are like, yo, you can't get waves. Niggas was really in the comments like, yo, Jermaine, you can't get waves.
They're fucking trolling you, brother.
How many times are you brushing
your hair? Yo, I was trying. Yo, I was actually, like, trying, like, my whole life.
Are you walking around with, like, a brush in your back pocket?
No, now it's good. Now we straight.
No, some people do that. Like...
No, that was actually the trick, though. Like, once it started, like, they're like, yo, you have to brush, like, 24-7.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they actually sell wave kits. Someone was like, you use a wave kit? I was like, they have those?
What do you mean? You got
a
wave kit?
They have a wave kit?
There's a
yeah,
kit?
Yeah. Like, what's that a look kit, like, it has, like, the pomade and then the brush or whatever. I didn't know they sold those things. I just kind of, like, came up with my own little thing, and I got the waves naturally. You know, I'm just born to be wavy.
That's all it is.
That's all it is,
I'm gonna
man.
Need to relax.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to calm down.
I'm sorry.
Man. So, do we even finish the intros?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, at least
yeah, shows. Everyone got, you said your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all good.
Yeah. Clearly, we don't know what the fuck we doing, but shout out to us.
Shout out to all of us,
why not, man?
Yes.
Why the fuck not?
It is, man.
Let's get into Allegra. Let's introduce Allegra so y'all get to know her. This is my cousin from Florida. She do live in Toronto now. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
She lives in Toronto now, but you lived here before, and then you left, and then you moved, and then you...
I was, like, double dipping.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Make up your mind, man.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, I like choices.
You were born in Florida?
No, I was born in Toronto.
Oh, okay. So why'd you go to Florida?
Because I wanted to. Is you the feds?
Oh.
You asked a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want social security number?
All right.
You trying to do fraud on me? Okay, I'm watching you.
Why did you leave?
Yeah, I was about to ask next.
Too much questions.
You press him.
You know, we just wanted to change the scenery, you know? Like, you know, I can talk about things now. Court's over. I'm joking.
Oh, shit.
I'm joking. Honest. Guys, I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know if she's bout it or not bout it.
No.
That's the best way to live,
she fucking bout it.
I'm really not. Honestly, truly, if you say hi to me, I will probably give you a hug. Or if you have snacks, I'll be really happy.
Okay.
I thought a threat was coming after
that. No, never. But, yeah.
Welcome to Random Order.
Thank you. This is your first episode. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the show?
I am.
Okay.
What if she didn't watch it? That would have been awkward.
Did you just watch them all last night to see what it was about?
No, I just saw it.
Oh,
like,
the day before when we asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
works, yeah. You still watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's new.
Yeah, it's new. It has to grow. We get it. Just worked so hard on it.
Oh my God, you guys are making me feel like shit now.
No, it's just
right. It's like we're related.
I'm on the hot seat. I'm on the hot seat.
If anybody's listening, my pits are sweating.
It'd be you.
Wow. Okay.
We can move on, but it's just like. You call me with editing questions later.
Oh my God, I did, guys.
We helped.
Yeah.
But you know, this is how it goes sometimes, man. You know?
So how's your day? How's your day?
My day's good. I can't complain, you know.
Awesome. What'd you do?
Then it's like you really, you just don't watch it.
This thing right here is like amazing. You know, like. Yeah.
Oh, the mic?
Mm. Ooh, the temperature in here is nice. Brisk. Mm.
Yeah.
I'll let it go, though. It's all good.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sharing.
We're supposed to forget about it. We're family. Yeah,
get in line. Right. Like, you know, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
Why didn't you like... Yeah. I mean, like...
Is that shade?
No.
What was that shade? I think it might be shade.
It might be. You just threw a whole damn palm tree at me.
I was trying to make you feel a little bit better, though.
A palm tree? You're being shady.
It's from Florida.
I didn't get that one. Now I got it.
Cool. Say no more.
Yo, Boondocks is back.
Is it?
When?
Really?
Okay, wait.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay, I got you. Wait. So Aaron Magruder, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He sent Charlamagne some new comic strips.
Yeah.
He said he's getting back on his bullshit.
Charlamagne posted his stuff the other day with girlfriends. Cause he said like he loves those two series. Mm.
Wait, Charlamagne does Boondocks?
What does Charlamagne have to do?
Aaron Magruder does Boondocks.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is Charlamagne?
He posted on his Instagram saying like he loves, you know, Boondocks and he loves the show Girlfriends.
Yeah. But Boondocks is a comic as well, right? Like it's a book as well.
Oh, shit, for real? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Boondocks.
Holy guys.
Shout out to Boondocks, man.
Yeah.
Playing music and whatnot.
Boondocks.
Okay.
So, okay. I'm going to send y'all a link right now.
Please, Boombox going to give me a virus on my computer?
Sounds like that type of shit to do. Bro,
did you ever download a fucking virus?
Yeah, I get it to this day.
The sketchiest download.
To this day.
You still getting a virus?
To this day. Yeah, I am. Mac software. Alert. Sometimes like it freezes my whole computer and I have to shut it off. And
your stupid ass probably like, ooh, download.
Alert. Colors.
Shit.
There's an alert?
What is this? Bro, my sister did not know anything about computers, bro. She was downloading the stupidest shit and like then coming to me saying, yo, like I broke my computer. I'm like, what the fuck are you downloading? Bro, this is fucking alert for it. That just pops up.
Because it looks so catchy and then it like blinks at you and then it like throws confetti. It's just like, I want to click it. Super suspicious.
Like all around.
Yeah, I want to click it. And then it's like,
gotcha. Just like shit you're not even into.
So like everything's just mad sus, but then you just click it. Yeah. Makes sense.
Talk to hot
that,
chicks
yeah.
near you in Brampton. Yo, I used to be like, yo, how the fuck these niggas know where I'm at?
Honest.
I was like 8 years old. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
They watching.
I remember the fucking very first time I've ever experienced a pop-up. I was probably damn near 7, 8, maybe around there, and I was doing something on the computer, and my mom was behind me, and I think I was trying to play like computer games. And son, all I know is some big tits popped up on my screen.
Bro, that's
this next girl was stretching something open. I can't say what it was.
That wasn't Disney.
Son, no. My mom tackled the fucking screen, but she didn't know how to work computers, so she said, go to your room. Like, you know what?
I've seen enough.
Throw the whole shit in the garbage.
I've seen enough. I'll go. Dead. Pablos were deadly, bro.
That sounds like the first time I wasn't looking for it, but I encountered it. Okay, so I was on the computer, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was trying to go on xmen.com.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, because we just got the internet, and then we're going on all these sites, and literally any site we could think of, they just had it. So it was like fucking, I don't know, like spongebob.com. They had spongebob.com, our favorite shows. So I'm like, all right, X-Men, xmen.com. Two very large breasts appeared on the screen.
No.
Yo, my heart fucking dropped. I didn't even know what it was. Yo, I was so young and innocent. That's when I lost my innocence, right there in that fucking chair.
You're like, let's search more.
I'm like, all right, let me try lowercase. Let me try all lowercase.
Maybe it was a fluke. Let me try the same thing.
Yo, even bigger tits.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, I was scarred.
What's the site?
And then I was hooked.
Xmen.com?
Yo, what if they upgraded it and it's like not even tits anymore? It's like some other shit.
Just ankles.
Nah, it's nothing. Xmen.com don't work.
Oh, it took it.
Y'all can save y'all time, man. So what's up?
Quick.
It's fucking weird. It's like cold and it's hot out here. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, my fingertips are cold as fuck.
What, like weather-wise?
My whole body is warm.
It was literally fucking Antarctica 2 days ago.
Yeah, and now
all the snow's melted.
It's like fucking 10 and shit. Yeah, it's all a bunch of weird shit, bro.
And it's rainy.
Yeah, it's rainy.
I'll take it. Cool.
Yeah.
But actually, I like the snow.
We're all gonna die.
But I almost died today at school, though. No lie.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was picking you up?
Yeah. I thought I can like reach over because like, okay guys, I have big feet. So I thought I could reach over the snow and it was not happening. I like went back like this.
Damn.
And good thing I had a good grip and God said, not today! You know, holding on!
You ever tripped or fucking slipped or fell like by yourself?
Let me tell you.
It's so weird when you just fall by yourself.
No,
nobody's around.
I went to, it's called the Bank Atlantic Center. It's just like, you know, when people go there and perform and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we went to go see Disney and Ice. It was me, my aunt, Casey, her sister, etc. And my cup fell down the damn steps. Mind you, the steps is like, I don't know, like probably 30, 40 steps. And I said, my cup, I rolled down the whole fucking thing.
All the way to the bottom.
And I had heels on. Like, there was nothing in my cup.
You fell down 30 stairs?
Yes.
That's the whole thing rolling.
And I had heels on. I was trying to be like grown. Like, you know, when you're like seventh grade, you're trying to like, you know, see like what you like and stuff. So I was like, oh, I'm going to wear heels, you know, bruh. Never again.
30 fucking stairs. Yo, if anyone sees me falling down 30 stairs, shoot me.
There was no social media because I would have been on 10 stairs max.
Yo, just fuck. It's so bad because like when I'm falling, like I'm so tall that I know when I'm falling, I'm like,
everyone fucking sees this. Like,
this is it. I'm going. Almost now.
It's a dirty fall.
Bro, it is so bad. But like, even when you were on the phone, like I'm looking for her. I'm like, yo, where is she? And now I hear,
right.
Oh my God, I almost fell.
I almost died. Honestly, I was like, yo, right in front of the school. Great. Everyone's going to see it.
Bro, I fucking hate when I'm alone and like shit like that happens to me. I don't know if I should smile to myself. I don't know.
Bro,
if
you
I
just got
to
stay on the ground by yourself.
Remember when dad fell down the stairs and then we're looking at like my dad fell down a whole flight of stairs.
Yo,
and I'm like,
yo, like 4 a.m.
I go down to see what it is. This nigga's chilling there like this. Y'all see this? For a good 20 minutes, this nigga got up and got life insurance that day.
Yo.
Yo, that was the reason. He was about to go out and do something else. Like, I don't know, fucking just run some errands.
Right.
He stood up and got life insurance. It's the craziest story.
Bro,
like 4 a.m., I thought the fridge like fell through the floor or some shit.
Stuff like that. You're not supposed to laugh about it, but it's so funny. It's
one of those falls like you fall and you slip, but you land on your ass. So you're just kind of sitting. You're just there like, yo, fuck.
I don't understand the don't laugh at someone who falls if it's like, it's funny.
You got to turn to the game. You know, you just got to turn
to
the
game. Bro, if I fall, you guys have to laugh at me. If you don't laugh, I actually think it's going to be more weird.
Yeah.
Like, I know y'all niggas think it's
like, ooh.
Unless you broke something.
Don't do that. It makes you feel like it's worse.
Ooh. I'm charging up this shit. I'm just afraid to fall because I don't want niggas recording me and shit when I drop. Or if like, you know those long slips, like you get some black ice and you're just like,
yeah.
You're fucking going, you're trying to catch yourself. Bro, that should be crazy. That's why I don't like ice skating. I don't like rollerblading. Like,
I don't like ice skating, but rollerblading, that's my shit. I will fuck it up. You put them to like old school music.
Like inline shits?
Like, you know when you go to like a skating rink?
No, but are they like four? Like the
yeah,
rollers
yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay, I can't do
it's
that.
It's so lit.
I do the inline shits.
I can't.
Wait, you can?
Yeah.
I do the inline.
I can't.
So
wait, you do the fours?
I do the yes. fours, yeah.
I do the inline.
The inline and the fours. Easy peasy.
Nope.
Easy peasy.
But like, cannot do the fours?
It's what? Easier.
It's like standing on
the just feels weird.
That's
to
a
me.
Good leg workout. Honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to get.
And you sweat
calluses.
A lot. Yeah. Oh, damn.
You haven't been roller skating in a minute.
I'm like, yeah, my foot was burning after that shit.
Hey, shout out the what them shits called?
Shout out the ice skates, man.
Yeah,
on a one time, man. Glide not nice and whatnot.
What's the shit called when you it's like a calluses peeler?
Oh, and just cut, get the whole the razor shit.
The razor shit just
you scrape
it. I don't know the name,
like
the name, but I just call it a scraper. But I don't use that when I go get like my feet done.
Oh, that shit.
Right yeah. There. Oh, it's right here. Shot the.
What they called?
The calluses shaver.
Shout out the calluses shaver.
Wait, that
man.
Like sandpaper type shit?
Nah,
no.
This shit is like the blade.
Like, that's on you the hold back it in your it. Hand and you just take it off.
It's like a potato peeler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For your calluses.
And then they had the one that looks like a grater, like a grated cheese. Because
yeah.
Some people's bottom foot is dirty. Like wearing some sandals all summer, like so hard. So you gotta get in there. But I don't use that. I don't go that ham with
it. I went to get it's pedicure, right? That's the feet shit.
That's the foot shit, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm such a
I did that one
diamond.
Time. They put this like. There's like goo are on my feet.
Yeah.
And like put it.
Such a guy, bro.
Yo,
this goo. I don't fucking know.
Bro,
like, I have no idea.
I never got, that's my first time getting a pedicure. So I'm sitting there. She puts like a plastic bag on my foot and like the goo's in the
foot. Oh, you got a good one.
I did
get
that.
Nice
bro, so I'm sitting. She just puts it on and walks away. And like she already cut my toenails and everything. So I thought I was sitting there for a minute. So I'm like, that is like, take this off when I get home or some shit.
No, you gotta make it settle. You got a good one.
Bro, I went to get up. She screamed at me, yo. She's like, no. Where you going? I'm like, oh shit. I sat back down. Like, no, you have to wait. I'm like, okay. I just sat there.
3 days.
But when she took that shit off, my foot was smooth.
Right?
Though.
Yo, life-changing
experience.
Bro,
it was fire, bro.
Ticklish,
it was fire.
Bro.
Yo, don't. Yeah, I was about to tell you, don't ever do it. Okay, I did it once. You know what happened? I laughed the whole time.
It's important to get them, though.
Really? Yo, it's so ticklish, man. Like, it's like a torture. It's a torture thing.
It's pretty chill. I liked it.
My hands, I'll do my hands and shit, except for when you scrape my cuticles back.
When they're pushing
like, yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Some people be bad mind. They be digging up your whole nail. I'm like, why am I bleeding?
And then when your nail grows out, there's just a dent.
Like, you trying to make me tip you after my whole finger's bleeding? Like, bruh, tighten up.
Bad mind people, them.
No, honest. And they be really getting in there, digging up my whole nail. No.
Yeah, she triggered.
She's trying to get tight. We got to calm her down. It's going to be okay. Yeah. Look, what is just going to refer back to what you said about 10 seconds ago. You're going to make me tape you. Is that what you said?
When? What?
Just now?
No.
What did you say? You're going to make me?
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
No, I'm so serious. What did you say?
You hearing voices?
Kisa?
You playing with me?
Did anybody say tape in the last?
Who the fuck is here?
It's just 50, man.
It's just 50. My bad.
50.
I actually thought you said, like, you're going to make me tape you.
Nah.
After you said push.
Doesn't that mean, like, a hairline thing?
And that's why I said,
I think I'm going to,
like,
grow up my hair. Maybe. I don't know. It's a lot to
I'm gonna play. I'm going to play it back, and if it's there, I'm going to send it to you, like, yo, the fuck.
You did say it.
You played me on my shit.
Wait. I don't remember. I don't recall. Because
you were so violent, and you was just in your mood. Just like, Miami shit. Americans are so... Why are Americans so mad?
Because our motherfucking food is not real. And our, 90% of the corn is GMO, okay? Mm. Like, go to Chipotle, you already know you're fun to die if you eat that shit. Like, shit is hard out there, okay? I'm lying. I don't know why we're so rude, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I was like,
no, I feel like growing up in Florida is like, you have to like...
Mm-hmm.
Be on your P's and Q's because people will try you just because. Like, you duck ass nigga. Like, what? I am not. And so you got to show yourself.
Yo, what
you know?
If everyone just chills? That would be fucking
that would be
wild.
Scary. I would be scared.
Oh, that'd be scary.
I always say, like, when I hear some wild news, it has to be from New York or Florida. But majority of the time, it's from Florida.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Have you seen Moonlight?
Huh. No.
Oh.
Damn, I didn't see that shit either.
That stopped my questions.
Yeah, they filmed that in Miami, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, if you could, like, vouch for, like, how authentic it is or not.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, damn, man, I gotta check that shit out.
That's a good movie.
As a Florida, would you say? Would you call
Floridian?
You call Florida your home?
Yeah.
You was born here, but you left here
I was like 5, 6. Yeah. So I'm basically Floridian.
Okay, so when you have. Like, for me, this is just a totally different question, but Florida has so much talent and so much, like, rappers and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking in the car, and you're like, oh, yo, Kodak Black goes to my church, and it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, really?
Honest, yeah. Shout out Church by the Glades. Yep.
Shout out Church by the Glades,
man.
Let's get a picture of the church. Yeah.
Y'all seen Designer in church the other day?
Oh, no. Yes. I saw that.
He's in church crying and shit.
Yeah.
Shout out.
But this is the shit that she was talking about. Do you want to give your pastor speech? It'd be better.
Yeah, like, he was basically saying, like, when, like, people, you know, famous people come to church, like, you don't got to get so crazy. Because it's not just Kodak Black. Like, Kimbo Slice used to come to my church. And, like, other football players and stuff, you know. So I don't know them. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's so-and-so. I don't watch football like that.
Mm-hmm.
But people get, like, pretty rowdy.
Really?
And it's like, we came in for the word, you know?
Yeah,
like, your heathens need to get the blessing.
I just feel like if there's one place you, like, would not, like, get rowdy for a celebrity,
people come
church,
to church blasting all type of stuff in the parking lot. Like, nobody cares.
Damn.
People are reckless.
That's crazy.
Honestly. Mm. And me too. As soon as I leave church, like, I'm putting something on, like, I put on soca.
Yeah,
that's really uplifting.
I'm saying, in the church, like, in the building, like, relax.
Oh, no,
shout out to
not.
God and stuff, but, like,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
D-Block just dropped.
After I leave.
Yeah.
Right,
he knows.
It's not
going to be like at home. Like, God know what it is. This new Diddy and Loon just came out. I haven't slapped that.
I'm dead.
I bet God bumped it already.
Yeah.
Honest.
I'm reading some. I'm trying to be positive here, Legro. I'm trying to stick to what you're saying.
Come on,
cucumber
now,
sandwiches
Trey.
And
come on now, Trey.
I see. No, I'm
don't
chilling.
Don't put down the cucumber
I'm
sandwich.
Chilling. I'm chilling, but I see this stupid comment, Epic Vars. Why don't you got the stupid ass say, why don't do you? It's D-O-T-P. Oh, shit. Hold on. D-O-N-T. That's what you spelled, don't?
And,
yeah. D-O-N-T.
Yeah.
That's what you spelled, don't.
Don't. Yeah, sorry, guys. Why don't you guys put everything on one channel?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Niggas like choices. Period.
Why don't you do everything on one channel, nigga? It's my channel.
Right, like.
Anyways, what I was gonna ask you was, like, when you see situations like XXX Tentacion getting, like, gunned down and shit in Florida, and, like, that's just kind of regular for you guys, but then when it happens to someone like that, that's kind of putting on the, like, put on a stage, I guess you want to say, everyone's, like, watching, everyone's reading about it and shit like that. Does that shit hit home for you when you see that shit, like,
kind
of happen?
Yeah, because he knew people that were close to me, you know what I'm saying? So, not to make it about myself, but it's like, damn, like, to know that, okay, I can get to that status and niggas is trying to kill me. You know, that's just wild to me. And then he's young on top of that. And then he, like, he has, like, baby mama just dropped their jit. So that's just, no.
Sorry, that just sounds funny.
That's
just
how you depict a beautiful birth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your jit dropped.
You just dropped your jit.
You just dropped your jit.
Like, if you want to talk shit about somebody, but she just dropped her jit last week and she at the club. It's like, nah. Like, you know, that's reckless. But that's just, like, bad mind. People are just wicked and bad mind, honestly, you know? Mm. And it's like Broward County, it's, I don't know, Broward is such an amazing place. It has so much talent, you know? But at the same time, it's still people that will try to hold you down. Like, people need to work together more opposed to, like, beefing with each other. Because it's like we all come from, like, yeah, like, there's the glitz and glamour, but there's still the hood. You know what I'm saying? And people can relate. You know, shout out to Deep Side one more time. Yeah.
Deep Side?
Can I get a... Can
yeah,
I
get a, yeah, applause or what?
Yeah, no, bomb. Drop the bomb.
Shout out to Deep Side.
There it is.
Just
like that. That was my question. I wanted to ask you that, but I just figured I'd ask it on the podcast.
What brought you back to Canada?
Yeah.
Pardon?
What brought you back to Canada? What made you leave the nice weather and come to fucking...
A change.
The freezer.
A change. But I like the cold weather, to be honest with you. But I prefer, of course, the hot weather because I tan and the sun wakes you up. It's like God's hugging you like, yellow! You know? I love that. But I just wanted to change the scenery. Really pushed my fitness career, and I'm in school right now. I go to Humber. Shout out the Hawks!
Shout out the
Hawks! Shout out the Hawks!
I was gonna shout them out when I left that place.
Yo, me too, bro.
Yeah, and I were feeling my man Trey when he's trying to get in the fucking...
Yo, let me tell you something.
Talk that shit, man.
What? Fuck! Let me tell you something about
this. Are they bad mind?
Yo,
get on your booty, nigga. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you getting comfy. Hey.
Let me sit down, man. Let me sit the fuck... Listen, Humber. Look into my motherfucking eye while I talk to you.
Man.
I'm so dead right now.
Zoom in to his crony.
Right,
what's that shit? With
right now
circle?
We zooming in.
Right, zoom into my audio Cornelius. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
The cronium.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
Humble. Jay, get ready to hit the bomb. Humble. You motherfuckers, bomb. Let me tell you something.
Goddamn.
Oh, this is.
Let me tell you something. I came to y'all place nice. I came to my student interview. With my brother, I did let my brother sit in on the interview.
I was up.
And I said, I'm a passionate young black man trying to get into some school education. And y'all motherfuckers, hit two more bombs for me. Y'all motherfuckers said no. I tried to get into a TV program. She said, you watch TV? I said, no. You know what she said to me? I'm sorry. This ain't for you. I'm trying to make good TV.
Wow.
That's why I watch that bum ass shit. Pussy ass niggas. But listen, shout out to y'all, because if y'all accepted me, I don't think I'd be doing this right here. So actually, shout out to Humber.
Shout out to Humber, man.
But fuck that pussy ass teacher. Put the camera back on and say, hey, fuck that pussy ass teacher, man. You probably don't notice me because I got a beard now. But hey, shout out to you.
They're going
to
drop out my classes tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, shit. No, shout out. Yeah, the Hawks are good.
Shout out to Hawks.
It's straight.
Nah, but long, like for real, I was. My dad's probably gonna kill me, but whatever. It's too late at this point. I was in high school, and it was the time to kind of enter college and apply for your classes and shit like that. But I really wanted to do the videos. I didn't really want to go to school because I know it's gonna take up time, and I wouldn't be able to manage the two because I could barely manage. Like I wouldn't say I could barely manage high school, but I could barely manage high school. Then seeing Jermaine go to like university and seeing him do all the work and then like still do the videos is like long. And, like niggas was going to sleep mad late and shit. And I'm like, yo, like I don't think both of us are gonna be able to handle that. Then I didn't want us both to get stressed out and just say fuck it. So like I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna do the mature thing. At the time, it was the mature thing because I knew what I wanted to do. I believed in myself, so I said, you know what? Fuck it. I ain't gonna apply. So I did. I didn't apply. Then my dad found out and said, nigga, you better apply. So I applied and they're like, okay, come in for a little interview, see if you can come into this class. And I'm just like, yo, I'm gonna totally blow this shit because I just knew if I went into that class, I just wouldn't have time to do what I'm doing.
Right.
Now, and I went in there, and it was supposed to be just me and the teacher, and I brought Jermaine in there. I'm like, this is my partner.
Yeah, what's up?
You finna listen.
What you think of my little bro?
Yeah. So I just gave, like, just answers. I'm like, yo, she probably not going to be feeling me. But my resume was pretty strong because we already started YouTube, and I had, like, a couple shits under my belt that she was interested in. But eventually, I just didn't go. But shout out to school, man, because school be teaching some good shit, man. It's just not for everybody sometimes. And at that time, it wasn't for me. But I look forward to going back, learn some new shit and some education. Because I got to start reading. I be talking. When I'm talking, I say like a lot. Y'all notice the shit about you and you just hate it? Like, when I'm talking, I say like,
nah,
like
everything.
Like.
Yeah, I just tweeted that the other day. I love a lot. I love love.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I love, love, love. So yeah.
When you say love a lot, you say
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I love. Like, I love this. I love that. You know.
Even if it's whack?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
That's just trash. I hate that shit.
It's kind of weird because it's just like. He didn't love this podcast. So
yeah.
It's kind of bad for that. Like, barely watched.
Nobody was like mad at him. Yeah. Nobody in their feelings.
Ain't nobody, like, ain't nobody in their feelings.
We just figured like family would be like first.
A chance would have been nice, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a fucking instigator. I'm going to beat your ass after this damn podcast.
You see what I'm saying? She with the shits, man. I'm telling y'all.
Just a little.
Hey, man. Shot at the Super Bowl. That shit was whack.
All right. Well, wait.
Bro, I didn't watch
that shit, but I was like, wait, I did low key, kind of, sort of.
That was background noise that didn't even make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that just
it wasn't even good background noise, bro. Like,
I honestly just wasn't really tuned in. Like, I don't watch football, but when something like a big game is going on, I'm that nigga to like kind of, oh, all right, it's an event, it's a party, right. People are around.
Mm-hmm. Let me choose a side.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll choose a side and start talking my shit, but I'm just like, I'm asking Shell's question. I'm like, who the fuck is the Rams? Where they from? I thought it was Detroit Rams.
Yo, tell me how I had to delete my tweet the other day.
Uh-oh. You gotta because do that sometimes, man.
I was like, oh, it's funny how the Rams don't, no, they care about football, but they don't care about Mike Brown. They're like, oh, the Rams is not in St. Louis anymore. It's in L.A. And I was like,
yeah,
delete. I know.
That's cool. I never said that shit once.
Damn.
Where are they from?
That's one of those
LA Rams?
They're from St. Louis.
Yeah, they used to be in St. Louis.
And now they're LA. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could just pick up and take teams across the nation.
Bro, honestly,
Los
man.
Los Angeles Rams.
I don't fucking understand football that much.
Yeah.
There's so many questions I have. I'm just like, honestly, the whole world knows how to play football except for me.
Say, no, I'm, I don't
I'm not
going to
ask how to play or what the rules are. Yeah. But like, the whole time it's just fucking stop. There's like 3 hours of stopping.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time they're not playing.
And then they're not playing. The time's still going. It's like, why is the time still going? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why are all these tiny numbers running around and what the fuck? I'm just like,
why the fucking niggas throwing flags but still getting tackled? If I play football and nigga throws a flag, I'm just like, hey, shit.
Yo, there's no such thing as chips, I would never be at a fucking Super Bowl party.
Facts.
So shout out
and
to
dip.
Chips.
Yeah,
and dip.
And dip.
Shout out to dip too, man. Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm finna talk this whole motherfucking episode. I had another story where I joined a football team.
Oh,
and I'm fragile. If a nigga hurt me, I'ma say, stop. My shin. I joined a football team and I was that kid that just talked the most shit. I talked so much shit in high school. I talked so much shit now. I was cool with teachers. Like, I was that kid that was really cool with the teachers, but then when it was time for them to be, like, taken serious, I'm the kid that's saying, like, hey, shut up, nigga. I ain't finna do that
like,
shit.
Like, I run this shit. It's my classroom.
Yeah. So then he has to speak up and say, nah, nigga, sit the fuck down. Like, all right, nigga. But anyways, I joined the football team. I was cool with all the gym teachers. Shout out to Mr. Robinson, man. I miss you. You left the school, but you still in my heart. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically I made the team, and then this nigga made the biggest nigga on the football team tackle me. I got winded. I said, I'm out this bitch.
Wasn't it Julian? Nigga?
It was Julian. I was trying to disclose that. Julian hit me hard as shit. And I told a nigga, like, he was running to me. I'm like, stop. That nigga lifted me up. I'm like, nope. I am done.
Yeah, I don't really care for the sport too much. It's too, like, aggressive, you know?
Yo, you know the moment I said, fuck sports? It was grade 6. And then, like, it used to be, like, everyone, like, there's a huge group of people playing basketball on the tarmac, and there's a huge ass crowd of people. I don't even know who was playing the game, but like a lot of niggas are playing soccer, and there weren't even defined teams. I feel like everyone just kicking the ball around. I was just walking on the field, and then like the ball like just right in my face, man.
Oh.
So fucking hard, and it was cold, and it was wet, and it was damp, and the ball was salty.
Mm.
The ball was salty. Damn,
bro,
you got
it like,
all up in your face,
man.
Mm.
I fucking ate that shit, man.
You guys remember like those soccer balls that were like old soccer ball that was white and the fucking shits would always be peeling
the
off.
Shit
them
stripping
shit.
Off.
It was like
the
recess ball.
Off.
You remember that?
Nigga.
That when that shit hits you or a dodgeball.
I'm throwing it at somebody. I'm throwing it right back
no,
at you.
No, you fading after that.
I have to.
Bro, I just wanted to melt into the ground.
That's ridiculous.
And then nobody said sorry. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Nigga.
Yeah.
Kids was rude, man. I used to run track in grade 5 and I thought
same,
I was the fastest nigga.
Same. I used to sprint.
What I used to do?
100, 200 meters, 4x1.
I wasn't good with the sprints. I was just good with, like, I had stamina. I could
okay,
go, like,
long distance, like 400 meters.
400 meters.
800 meters.
Yeah.
All that.
Probably, I don't know. I'll
did it happen? Like, did you actually do it? Like, fuck.
Yeah, look, bro. Like, I was there, and I made it to like some fucking like what was the shit called? Track like cross meet? Countries or some shit or track meets? Mm.
Cross country.
No, cross country is different from track. Cross
country. Did you make it? Do you know what's called?
Shit, nigga. This is what I'm trying. This is my story. I was somewhere where niggas can wear trophies and shit, and like I was just on the bus.
Some shit with some trophies in the fucking bro, metal.
I did, for the first time, like, this is, I was so young and I didn't know what this feeling was. Like, everyone was just like, felt pity for me. I don't know why, but like, I wasn't supposed to be there and everybody knew that. And I was at the back of the bus and people were saying, oh, what are you running today, Trey? I'm like, everyone had a position, bro. And like, I just did not run that day. And I'm like, why am I here? And then the teacher's like, oh, just observe. I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch.
You bitch.
No, track meets are so long. Like,
yeah.
You'll be there all day.
Yo, I didn't do shit in, I was about to say high school, but I didn't do shit in any school, nigga.
Middle
school.
No sports?
Nothing. No clubs, no nothing. I was just like, yo,
all
right.
No clubs?
Oh, shit, I could go home now? All right, I'm fucking going home now.
Damn.
What do you mean, yeah, optionally?
Oh, you ain't friendly.
Stay at school, nigga, for what? Come in earlier? I don't even know what that means.
I was with all that.
That's came from the Breakfast Club, though, no?
You went to Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
We had a Breakfast Club somewhere.
In eighth grade, though.
Oh, okay.
Nah, we didn't get that. We just...
Yeah.
You mean like free breakfast in the morning?
Yeah.
That was at Cheney?
I'm in that, yeah.
I don't think we have that.
No new school.
Yeah, we ain't really rocking Cheney like that, man.
Yeah.
Us is McCrimmon.
Yeah.
Mustangs.
Yeah.
Didn't really fuck with the Cheney.
The Cheney niggas was live. Cheney, what are you talking about?
I don't know
what
these
was your
schools.
Mascot? Chips?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The Cheney Chips.
Or middle schools.
Fuck, what were
the fuck
we?
Is your mascot?
They beefed.
Whack ass mascot, man.
We had a
fucking Mustang.
Hold up.
Y'all was cockroach Cheneys.
Nah.
Wait, your mascot was a roach?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't even remember what it was.
They don't even start with the same letters. The Cheney fucking...
Cheetahs, nigga.
Cheney cocksuckers.
Oh, yeah.
On that 50 shit.
Shout out all my Cheney niggas, man.
This man said Cheney cocksuckers. Yo,
I love my high school too, man. I love my high school. Shout out to Fletchers. But we had the wackest mascot ever.
Yeah,
it's not even a fucking mascot. It's a symbol. It's a fucking arrow.
Yeah, that's fucking
fucked up.
The Fletcher's arrows.
Y'all need a...
What is... Isn't it supposed to be an animal?
Yeah, I guess a Fletcher. What's a Fletcher?
They could make it like a Pegasus with the arrow.
That's what I'm saying. Someone,
you know,
like...
spice it up.
A Magentar?
The battery?
What's a nigga half horse, half man?
Magentar.
That's a Pegasus.
A centaur?
Is it a Pegasus?
No, a Pegasus is a horse. A centaur.
Wait,
that's a Sway Lee song.
It's a centaur. Look at Harry Potter that took that lady away in the forest. It's
hold on. What the fuck is he talking about?
What's a Fletcher?
Hold on. What the fuck? What?
And Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. That lady that's wearing all pink. That bitch that was trying to snitch on Dumbledore, saying that Dumbledore is over here like protecting them from the Voldemort, and they didn't want to really talk about Voldemort. Yeah. Mm. That lady.
I beat Voldemort's ass.
Her name on God. I swear to God, if I said it, you know who else I would beat
Dolores
their ass to?
Umbridge.
That lady that played Selena's killer. Swear to God, till this day, I swear to God. If I see that on the street, I'm for
the
drag her ass.
The lady that played it?
Yes. She played that shit too good. Yes.
Yo, I feel you, man.
On
yo,
God,
I
will beat that old lady's ass. I hope she hear me too.
Yo, some actors or actresses played the roles so well that I didn't like them.
Yeah,
yo,
what's his name
for a little bit.
Yo,
Monique
Impressions? Nigga.
I didn't know she had that. Bro, I didn't know she had that in her. I always know her as a pleasant, funny lady. When I saw her in Precious, I'm like, bro, I don't like this.
Like, I'm trying to go to the TV right now.
She was so mean, bro.
Bro,
she fucking killed that role.
When I was about to say Pegasus, when Precious was eating the chicken, I'm like, eat that chicken, man. I felt a fucking pain. Pegasus?
Let's go back to the Pegasus then. Fuck it.
Precious, get your fat ass up here. I'm like, hey, get up them stairs real quick.
She ran up those stairs.
Hella aggressive.
Yo. Nah, I feel you, bro. Like that shit.
All the smoke.
Yeah.
When they play it really good. What was the name that the girl killed her? Suzette? I never watched Selena. I ain't watching a movie.
Yo, Selena's another one of those movies I just never... Holy. I never got around to seeing the whole thing. I've seen the start.
Maria's somewhere in cheese right now.
What?
Yeah, I never seen the middle.
Sorry.
Bruh, J-Lo played that shit so well. I thought she was Selena. I was like, wait, she ain't Selena. I had to do my research.
For real.
And then to find out that lady wasn't a real killer, because I was like, yo, I swear to... Like, after I finished watching that movie, I was so angry. And my grandma was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, yo, we got to find that lady. And we got to kill her. Because she just killed Selena.
Bro, I saw a documentary. She just kept denying that she did it. Or she... No, not denying. What was she saying? She's just saying, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, she's bad mind. She just killed
her.
Why'd
you kill her?
She's jealous.
I don't want to talk about it.
Jealous.
Wait, where's she? Is she still alive, that girl?
The lady, I think she is. She was George Lopez's mom in the George Lopez show.
Oh, you're talking about the actor, right?
Yeah,
the actor. George Lopez's mom didn't kill
him. Oh, because I'm like, no way.
I'm like, don't do that to George Lopez.
No.
Yolanda Saldivar.
Nah, we not even shouting out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, she don't deserve it.
Shouting out.
She don't. Shout out her acting coach, though. But yeah.
She oh, was... the actor?
No,
the
this is actual killer.
Okay, the actual
killer. Oh, the killer. Yeah. No, fuck
that. Nah.
Wicked, yo, bad mind, crosses.
Yolanda. But watch out.
Honest.
She looking for you. Not me. I'm chilling.
She watch says out she's about her.
On God. Yeah. I swear to God.
She says she's bitch. All about love and shit, but look at her.
I'm heated right now.
Let's switch.
I'm about to start crying.
That's okay. You okay? You need a second?
Oh, yeah, yo. You need... Yo, the bandana needs a battery. Yo, get that back.
I'm okay. You know, because Selena was for the people. You feel me? Mm.
Shout out Selena, man.
Honest.
I gotta watch that movie. I've never seen that movie either.
Yo, it's a good flick from the start. Yeah, I just keep falling asleep and doing other shit.
It's so, really
certain
good.
Movies,
it's
man.
Really good.
There's a lot of movies that made me really passionate and say, yo, I'm going to put hands on that boy when I see him. Like, Monique was one of them. I'm like, yo, I fucking hate Monique. And I loved her because I watched, what's the show with fucking...
Parkers?
Meet the Park, was it?
No, with, the Parkers.
The
Parkers.
Yeah, the Parkers, right?
The Parkers.
Yeah. Professor Ogilvy. Professor... Professor,
yo, shout out to Ovaltine. Yo, Ovaltine is so
oh, the
fucking
drink.
Good. Yeah, the drink.
I thought he was saying Ogilvy was Ovaltine.
Oh, no. That drink is good though. Push me to sleep. Honest.
Yo, Ovaltine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a grown Kernak. Little kid.
Yeah.
Like hot chocolate. If y'all don't know what Ovaltine
it's so
is,
tasty.
Man.
It's
and
so tasty.
Me and Allegra was driving over here, and she brought up something, man. I want to say shout out to Adobo.
Adobo. Yep.
Adobo would be a good
mm-hmm.
seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Stay woke.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find out here, but you can find it if you're looking in the right places, man. Shout
I was
to
literally
adobo.
Googling, like, I need Spanish seasoning on my food. Because it's like, you ever tried adobo
nah,
on your chicken?
Nah.
You're sleeping.
That's the only
thing. Wakey, wakey.
Can we get it out here, though?
Yeah.
Bruh, yes. Okay. I was going on Amazon, seeing if I can, like, get it through Amazon. They was like, they don't ship to Canada, bruh. I was so tight. I was like, I need this shit on this fucking chicken so it can be fine. I'm gonna have to get it when I go to Florida.
How you spell that? Adobo?
Adobo.
Yo, honestly, I never. What is this shit, nigga?
I asked, so I'm not wrong.
This
when I
nigga
put it
asked
in. That's
how to spell emu.
Adobo. I looked right at this nigga when I said that because I knew.
But
it's
yeah,
so fire.
I see it.
It's fire. It's like it's just I don't know, man. Just Canada's different. We don't have a lot of shit that the states have. But then again, we just had some pizza and it was really fire.
Yeah,
like you say, right?
It was fire. Fye. That thing fire.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Or you got that fire. So it depends on how you use the word. You
okay.
know,
yeah.
She got that fire. Or he got that fire. It's like you don't want that fire. You feel me? That means
that's
they got
it.
That.
You don't
they
want
got that
shit.
Stuff. But if that food is fire, that shit is good. Let that shit fire.
The other day we was at the Super Bowl party and you made some meatball. Them shit was fire.
The uh-huh. things was fire for real.
Each straight individual like meatball was an individual
five.
Little fire.
I made them from scratch, honestly. Like put a whole bunch of seasonings in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yo, it was good,
it.
But honestly, yeah, we weren't there to see that part, so I can't vouch for it. Like I
yeah.
They
so
don't
you
know.
Say,
they
you
could
say
have
I'm
been.
Lying?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying I personally can't say that. Okay, yeah.
She I made it from scratch though.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And there was cheese inside of it too.
There was?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Parsley, Dijon mustard.
In the meatball.
Okay.
Yo, this is technology, niggas. 2019.
All types of stuff.
Wow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That
congratulations.
Good.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
Look.
And I made chicken wings, too.
Mm.
The sweet and sour. No, not sweet and sour. Like the sweet, spicy chicken wings.
It shit was tasty.
Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, Allegra all about her workout, about her fitness, about staying in shape.
Yeah.
And being healthy and not eating, what's the shit you was talking about eating? Pork.
No pork on the fork?
No pork on the fork.
Wait, you don't eat pork because
Period.
Of your fitness?
No, I just don't like pork.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Why? I don't eat pork either.
Oh, okay.
I don't eat meat.
You said I was judging you.
No, I don't eat meat.
You saw that neck?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I had to defend myself.
The ponytail
was
swinging and shit. I'm like,
it's
over.
Back because it was going like this.
Yeah, honestly, man, yo, pigs are dirty as fuck, but yo.
Factual.
Yo, like.
Nah,
bro. They roll around. Yo.
He's a nasty nigga.
Yo. But yo, honestly,
how do you season that and make it taste good?
Put it in a sandwich?
Yo.
with lettuce and a fucking tomato.
Bruh, I'm about to
and mayonnaise for some reason.
For some fucking reason. Like, they can roll around in the mud or they can roll onto a burger.
Bruh, that's disgusting. That's straight disgusting. Like
that. Oh, yo, I fucking love that one.
Yo,
I'll never get rid of that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one would be permanent.
God damn, man. Hey, man, shout out to everyone texting me. But I must say, little Pia, stop fucking. Don't text me, yo. Because I'm going to fucking. I'm going to say yes. And then you're going to tell me what you're hitting me for.
Talk about it.
So just say it.
Talk about it.
I'm going to. The only thing I can say yes to your yo is what?
Don't text me, call me. Don't do that.
Because you call me.
What
then.
The fuck?
Yo,
nigga?
If I see call me, you're basically asking me to not call you. I'm not going to call you. I've never successfully called someone who's texted me. Call
gonna
me.
Going to say something mean.
Do people actually do that?
What?
You do that.
No, they text, call me.
I hate that. Yes.
That's so weird.
You
just blow up the person's phone.
Exactly.
But either way,
okay, maybe not blow up.
Yeah.
Blow up.
No, if I'm trying to get in contact, if it's something serious, you like, why would I waste time to say
call me?
But if you call me twice and I don't answer, I probably can't.
Okay, yo, yeah, that makes sense.
What's worse than texting me, yo, is texting me my name? Like something's wrong.
Oh yeah, that
and somebody died
me.
And shit, nigga. Jermaine. Oh
yo,
fuck, shit,
me.
Shit. This nigga texted my name by myself. Yo, what's up, man? You good? What's that one song with the fuck? Yo, nigga, don't.
That is so scary.
Just right, text nigga. Me the question.
I got it. I'll stop.
Oh, was that shit?
No, you don't do that shit.
Was
I
that
do
shit?
Yo all the time. I do
not yo
call
by
me.
Itself. You follow up.
I say yo.
I ain't gonna lie. Trevon hit me with yo today.
Yo by itself?
Because it's just like,
oh, you did that to me
but
last
you know what?
Night too.
Yeah, nigga.
You said
it's
yo
like,
to
is
me.
You up? I don't want to waste my motherfucking thumb speed, nigga. Yo. Is
nah,
you
I be in the middle of the day, niggas like, yo.
Cause it's like niggas, you paying attention to this chat?
Yo, it's like urgent, like damn, like nigga, like guess what? We about to go, you know.
Today I had to page this nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm heading to motherfucking Tim Hortons. Do you want a motherfucking bagel? Nigga?
But you asked the question, you didn't say yo by itself out of nowhere.
And but we then I talking. Called your ass and you ain't even pick up.
Cause I was cleaning.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of cleaning.
I was cleaning up, man.
Yeah, but
and also don't fucking send me 40. If you're telling me a story. Put it in one bubble.
Oh my.
Just one
God.
Bubble.
I text a lot.
What I don't need is a nigga who can't summarize into one fucking bubble.
You throwing hella
enter.
Shade at both of us.
No, it's not you guys, man. It's just the
it's
general
shade.
Public. Exactly. Anyone that does that shit.
Just but like, if you guys happen to be in that bubble.
Yeah, then yeah. In
I
that case,
in that
I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, let's put it in one though.
Listen and learn.
Two.
Okay.
I hate that shit.
So there's like 40 texts. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I hate that shit.
Was someone on fire,
wing,
nigga?
But it's like...
That's how the conversation like, flows, like,
though. Yeah, you know,
I'm listening to music.
I don't know.
My shit's going all out and shit. Like,
I'm going to stop texting y'all niggas, man. Because y'all
just getting it. Yeah. You feel me? I feel a lot like, of animosity
yo,
over
email
there.
Email me.
Say no more.
Put it in one email.
You know why you feeling like that? Because you guilty. Hit my shit. Fix up 2019, man.
Yeah.
Let's fix our ways, man.
You just make a new hashtag?
I say it
because
I
can't.
You're not going to do my man shelves like that.
Yeah, you sent a lot of those texts, man. I feel you.
Nah. That's how I text.
Why,
I'm
though?
Sorry.
Why?
It just be like,
but like
that.
What's it, what is it? Like,
it like we,
a whole
I feel
long
like
text
so,
is so long, and then my thumb starts to hurt.
You know what you do? You know what
no,
you
but you're
do
still typing the same
you
amount.
You have an iPhone, right?
You're typing more because
you
keep pressing
enter.
You
have an iPhone, right? You see, like, so you hit the little send button at the top. You know what you do? Just hit space twice. It's a period.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Holy fuck.
Because then after the period, you could fucking put
type again.
Whatever. You could start from zero.
Yo, I got bro, you.
New
I got
shit.
You. Yo, suck my dick. We texting how the fuck we want.
Dad.
And I'm sending 10 paragraphs. And
period.
I ain't talking about nothing, nigga. Brown
yes.
County and
yeah,
this beat,
yeah,
nigga,
period.
Pulling up with that five.
So they Dad. Also got this fucking feature in the settings.
What?
If you just press block
oh,
for anybody annoying you.
I love that shit.
And having trouble summarizing.
Jeez, you nick.
Press that shit.
You got me?
Yeah.
I got no comments.
Anyways,
no, it's good. I use that. You feel me? I love the block.
Yo, while we on the topic.
You'll send out them texts.
Yo, you know what
hurts through.
My soul, man?
Uh-oh.
It just fuck. It really doesn't matter at all. Like, there's so many other big things going on in the world that like need some tending to, but... Mm. When people like text and like every letter, every first letter of
starts
the fucking word starts with a capital, they capitalize every
nigga,
fucking word.
Nigga, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. What else
you
gonna say?
No, you don't do that.
I'm right here, nigga.
You
wait,
know people
right.
do that.
Do
though.
That.
Let me see.
No, my captions on Instagram, I like.
No, in text.
Bro, Maria
like,
comes
all
from.
The time.
Okay, not in text. Maria let comes from here and shit.
That's what
when
I'm
doing
about,
my
though.
Captions, everywhere has to be a capital because I look at my captions as a title, nigga.
No, but even like, in a title, you don't capitalize all the words.
Oh, I don't do that.
Like,
I
they don't capitalize
check.
And.
With and
okay, I don't capitalize and.
Sometimes. Okay, what I'm talking about are those people who do that. Just like when you do the math at like how much time it takes to press cap, press shift every single fucking word.
I used to be on that. I ain't gonna lie. I grew up.
Bro, it just burns my soul, man.
Yeah. I used to be on that.
When I be tight, I be like, you see how the first letter is a capital? Mm-hmm. When I be tight, I just press uncapitalized. Let y'all niggas know. I'm serious.
No, you know when I'm upset when I put a period.
Oh, the period.
Yo, somebody ever send you a text so long you gotta get the little arrow and you gotta fucking click out and take you to a new app?
No, I never got one of those before. I've never got one of those texts before.
Where it's too long and it has
they're usually
arrow?
Bad. They're usually
like
bad.
When it's like in the notification window thing, right?
Like in your text messages, you can click the bubble and it opens a whole new screen.
Oh, I ain't got one of those.
Damn.
I have not got one of those.
Yo, they're usually not good, so I wouldn't wish them the worst.
I never got that.
It's usually the same a lot of bad shit.
Yeah, and I've never sent a long text like that, really. No?
Like, I got it, like, if I'm getting directions or some shit, you just, like, then the shit's too long.
Mm.
You hit it. Like, it's just something, like, I don't know. I don't know how many characters it has to be over, but it's a lot.
It's a lot, man. Like, you ever, if you see me, like, if you realize I stopped talking for, like, 10 minutes and I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, check my phone, I'm probably replying to one of those texts.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's, man. It gets intense. Yo, you know, it's so awkward when, like, your homie's, like, clearly getting blazed in his text. Like, some shit's going down in his text and he's just, like, quiet, drifts away from the whole gang. That's what that nigga always come back. Yo, man, I'm gonna just.
This shit crazy.
Yo, can you move your car?
I'm about to be
yo, where'd you put my code? I'm
just yo, like, Jamaica, can you drive me back to my
crib? Yeah, I know you just picked me up, man. Can you just
yo, where'd you put the keys?
I just got a long text.
Yo, the four still runs at this time.
One of you guys want to come lock the door, guys? I'm about to be out.
Bro, those texts are so
dangerous,
man.
Yo, how long you guys going
to
be here, yo?
To give it a little faith, like, I'm come back, nigga. Bro, that's
yo, I do that, man. Yo, I'm the fucking...
You guys all been through this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bro, yes. Have you not got a long text? Okay, not the arrow, but, like, even a little bit
like
shorter
just like, you're
a
chilling with people text. And you get, you're just in trouble. Like, I don't know. If I'm in trouble with someone and I'm, like, I'm chilling with everyone else, it's just like, yo, like, I want to fix it or...
drift off.
You know what I mean? Like, you drift off. You just...
I usually get like short text messages for really direct.
Honestly, it just happened. If you're like,
I never got a long. Okay, I'm lying. I'm lying.
Okay.
Yes.
You need another?
This girl threatened me one time in a long text message.
Oh shit! Keep telling the story. Get another battery.
And you had to walk away. Keep talking.
Walk away.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh shit!
No, I was in my room minding my business, and I heard she was talking shit or whatever. So
how'd you hear that?
I sent her a message, you feel me? And she sent me a real long message back. And I was just like, when my like armpit starts sweating, that means like I'm about to get like crunk in this bitch. So I was like fired up. Like I was like, yo, I'm like, nah, I can't say that. I gotta fix it like this. Yo,
Trey, you know what I mean?
I was so aggressive in the message. Like I had to like delete it. It was like, fuck it. Like let's just fight.
Wow.
I ain't got time for this.
Right, let's just fight.
Honestly, I was so annoyed. I was like, I don't have time for this long message shit. Because I was ready in my room, fired up. My armpits were sweating and shit. And I was just like, what the fuck? This bitch got me all the way fucked up. And yeah.
Did y'all fix the problem?
I shot the fade?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we didn't fight. She didn't want to fight.
Okay, that's good.
I wouldn't want to fight.
That's usually how it goes.
And I don't even like fighting, honestly. I don't.
I don't believe you when you talk like that.
I don't.
You're not... The situation... How long did this happen?
Probably like
two
years ago.
Oh my god, you was grown.
Two years ago.
You was grown.
Bro, you over here popping your eyebrows and shit.
Just you don't gotta like to fight to be about it.
You don't have to, but she is about it.
No, I just be chilling. People gonna think I'm hella aggressive.
No, she's not.
And
she's
then
a real
I'm gonna drop all my classes. Okay, people gonna think I'm a bully at school. Like, shit gonna be crazy for me.
I just remember this one time you stormed into the crib and you was walking fast and you were really upset. And I'm like, where the fuck are you going? This is your first time here. You don't even know the crib. You started walking to Jermaine's room, like, where's she going? I'm mad.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I was a little aggressive back then.
I'm mad.
But I'm a changed woman.
I have Canadian cousins and I have American cousins. And I was okay to like piss off my Canadian cousin. My American ones, anything they want. If I was sitting in the seat they wanted, Yo, all
yo,
of
we're
my American
not
cousins
bad,
are.
Yes, honestly. You are. Yo, I remember this skit when you were like, oh, American people, and then they come in the house and they have your shoes on. And
bro, you guys do that. Bro, yo, the thing is,
I was
man,
dying laughing. I was like, yo, that is low key, high key. Like,
no, high key, like
what
all
is,
key.
What is that about? Like, why do you guys keep
people
your
are
shoes
dirty
on?
I don't do that. Oh, okay. Oh, people yeah are just dirty, okay? Come
but you in have friends and shit that do that, right?
Associates. My friends know better. Like, I'm so like, anal. Like, they come over my house. I have like a sheet already so they can like sit down on my bed. It's like, you don't come and sit down with your yard clothes. Yard clothes is clothes that you just come from your house in, you know? Yeah. Or if you're out on the road, it's yard clothes. So I was just like, no, we can't do that. But yeah, some people do that, like walking with their shoes on in the kitchen, living room.
I don't get it. Why are you doing that?
Why?
Bro, and like some of them act like it's, well, what?
Like,
you stepped on feces, nigga. Yo, feces traces on my floor now.
Right? Yo,
and next
disgusting
time I'm trying to chill in my own crib and lay on the floor and chill out, do whatever the fuck I want because it's my crib. I can't.
Exactly.
Because now I'm sitting in feces traces.
Dirty.
But like, I'm not going to lie.
It's very convenient.
It's kind of convenient just walk in a crib and say, nigga, I'm going to the kitchen, nigga. That's how
I do take advantage to all my American friends when I visit them. And they support the shoes on rule. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! I'm living my life then.
Yeah. I won't even stop the fucking snow off, nigga. I'm walking to your crib. I was
like,
oh my God.
Shit.
I was like, oh fuck you, nigga. That shit is crazy. That's wild. Shout out to fucking crab legs.
Shout out to crab legs, man.
We was talking about a lot in the car ride over. We was talking about the clean pull when you eating the crab leg and the shit just come out.
Yeah, that one lady that like she like loves eating crab legs online. And like when she gets like a whole full crab leg out, she just goes crazy. And then she has her butter right in front of her and she dips it in the butter.
Black lady?
Yes. And then she goes,
you watch?
Like direct to the mic. Yeah. And she's like, and she's like chapping her mouth and shit. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm cringing. But she, like, I know it tastes fire though, because of, like, she pulls it out and it's just like, I have the golden ticket. And then she puts it in the fucking butter and she's just whipping it around and she's like whipping that shit like it's this eggs and shit. And she eats it. It's like a whole, like, step process.
Yo, I get it though, man. Because eating crab legs and lobster is so fucking hard. It's so hard.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
I don't like eating
it's
that so shit much work. Yo, they stab you and shit.
I'm gonna get
you
hurt.
Be full out bleeding trying to eat a crab, and then you finally get to the part where you're like, oh, I got some meat. It's like
it's
a shred.
But it's kind of rewarding.
It's a
though,
piece of lettuce. No, but
it's
when
rewarding.
Fuck all that.
Like when something's giving you a hard time,
what's
like
snow crab? The little baby ones?
No, them motherfuckers big.
Snow crabs?
Yeah, they're like a really thick one.
Okay, not snow crabs at that. What's that one Chinese restaurant we always go to? Chan's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the tiny little thin stupid ones. And Mandarin, when they have crab, when they have crab mites, I'm like, bro, these
and
are like
they're
spiders.
Thin and they're flat. That's, there's nothing in there.
There's not. Yeah. I don't know what the point. I'll just eat the whole shit, nigga.
Honest.
The show.
I
fucking
agree.
Mouth is bleeding.
Like, I'm not peeling it. That's why I feel with shrimp. I don't even like peeling them. I'm just like, honestly, man.
Yeah. What? No, I hate going to restaurants and they don't take off the tail. Take off the tail. That means you didn't take a little dookie string out of it.
Oh, that's the back.
That
that's the whole
string.
Oh yeah, you're
running
right
through the back, yeah.
Like no, I do take out the tail. I leave the shell on though, and I do eat the doodoo.
You eat the doodoo?
Yeah, there's doodoo in their back and shit. Though.
Yeah, but some, that
no, if
string
it's deveined, then it's not doodoo. The vein is the doodoo.
But sometimes I'm like, I know, I'm like, oh, okay, I see like a line of doodoo, but I'm like, I don't want it.
Fuck
I
mean,
I'm gonna come clean. Sometimes when I'm cooking, I see the doodoo. I'm like, I'm not gonna know. That's not fine.
Like that he's gonna take away the germs or something.
Yeah. Yo, you need a little germ. You need a little germ in you, man. You know what I'm saying? Make you
nah,
make
I don't want
strong
no dookie
like
string.
Make your body like, you know.
I don't want no dookie string.
Strong fucking like that shit. Punch shit hard as shit and don't even hurt.
So niggas get sick so fast because they don't live.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, so the dookie string make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's his theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fact.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all niggas know I was going to Australia and then I was telling all my people and shit and they're like, yo, watch out for koalas. They all have chlamydia. And I checked and it's true.
Oh, them niggas got
I'm
that
I'm
going
to check right now because I forgot what it said.
That's what, you can say that?
They got that fire. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They're,
oh.
Yeah, they might actually have that. They might actually be, their penises might be burning.
Ooh.
So,
do koalas have?
Had a,
a prayer.
Okay.
But apparently it's not like koala. It's not like human chlamydia. It's like koala.
But why they still bought it. Oh, bought it is another word like yo ho. So that means that they're bought it as koala bears. Oh my God.
Bought it is a hoe.
Like, oh, yo, bought it ass.
Oh, bought it.
Yeah, bought it. Yo, bought it ass. So them koalas is bought it ass koala bears.
You got Florida. Wait,
where does that come from though? What's the
I don't know. Someone just makes it up and we just
accept it.
Yep.
Yeah, Philly, man. That's how it happens sometimes.
I wonder if she got Florida going crazy right now. Yeah, I signed that. That's a cool one. They're waiting for you to say some. What's another Florida word?
If you do something flaw is like you did something messed up, like your flaw ass, or you green as hell.
You green.
Wait, what's green? Like, what does it do if you do what?
Green and flaw is like the same thing.
Yeah.
Flaw. Like, I heard green before. We're supposed to go somewhere and like you totally like left me on purpose. You flaw as hell. Mm. Or you green as hell.
We say flake. Oh. Like flake, flop.
Flaw.
Y'all write ASL in your text and shit? Y'all funny ASL.
No, I just...
What's ASL?
As hell? Is it supposed to be as hell?
No, we just say with everything. Like,
ASL is...
What's ASL?
Isn't that age, sex, location?
What?
No, I know that too, but like...
Shell, what
like,
is... Yo, who was you meeting up with?
No, I was.
Yeah, hey, that's the only ASL.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Back on T.Y. I'm sorry for the ASL. Back on T.Y.
What? Totally left.
All the shorties was asking me ASL. I'm like, yo, I'm 12 years old.
Toronto. ASL. Yo, for body... Oh, my God, those bit. I remember the profiles on Vibe and T.Y.
Yeah.
We had to like choose our body type. But that's when I was like thick and like scared of my weight. So I was like, yo... See for yourself.
Yeah,
I used to always choose see for yourself.
See for yourself.
Anyways,
ASL is as hell.
Is it?
What is it?
As hell.
As hell. Like when you type ASL.
Oh no,
like,
we just say A H H.
Ah,
funny.
Yeah. Like just like B, like B I H H H. Like it depends. Like so, it's hot in a B. Like I'll put like four H's. You know.
Yeah, I hate when everyone else uses that word.
B.
Yeah. It's never ever. It's not once that I ever like laugh.
I don't know when I'm like,
not once that I ever hit.
Like, okay. It is funny.
No. When you guys do it properly, I'm like, wrong with that shit. But like, the people who aren't from there and
It's just like,
it's like, don't do it.
It's funny because like, when words come out, like I don't use them seriously, but I'll start using them because I find it so funny. Like cap, I find cap so funny. Everyone's no cap. So I'll be saying it for like stupid shit, but I'm like, yo, I hope people don't see me using this word serious. Like, I'll never be in a fucking serious argument. Like, nah, nigga, I took it out the fridge. No cap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I can't look at you serious. Like, you know I don't say that. You know what I mean?
I've never used that term. It's just weird.
Never.
It doesn't really fit with me. No cap.
Yeah.
It's like,
no cap.
It's a lot of words to say, no cap. I'll be like, nah. No cap.
I guess if it fits,
I'd be like,
fuck. Yeah.
That's all it is. Hey, man. So back to the koala thing real quick. Let me wrap this shit up, man.
They got chlamydia.
So the more common strain, Chlamydia pachyonychum, is responsible for most of the outbreak in Queensland and not transmitted to humans.
Wow.
Them dutty.
That's it. I just need to wrap up my fact. Don't kiss a koala. I mean, you could because it can't be transmitted.
I ain't even touching them holes. Ew.
Fucking yo, they're so adorable.
Cute though,
man.
Yeah.
Yo, like, they're so adorable.
I'm straight. Saying?
That's sad that they got chlamydia, man.
I want to play with a lion, though. I want to, like, feed a lion.
Yeah. Yo, I saw a fucking lion on Twitter open a car door.
Yeah.
Lion.
Yo, just opened it.
Nigga said.
What?
I swear to God.
I need to see that, because I don't believe you.
Nah,
it legit, like, opened the car door?
Okay, first off, I'm not letting it open the door. Because that guy just let, or whoever was recording, just let it open the door.
Yeah, because that's going to be me, because I'm not moving.
Quick.
But on some calm shit.
I'm in a safari.
If I'm going to a safari and a lion opens my door, nigga, you could take me. You earned
honest,
it.
Honest. Like, yeah, God, I'm not moving.
Yeah, like, go ahead. I'll give you my arm. Cool. I was thinking, like, let's get it, man.
This is my way to go. You feel me? It's all good.
Whatever. Like, if that's the way I go out, whatever. You know, it's kind of cool to say. You
yeah,
know
like, yo, I always talk about that, man. Like,
what?
Like, death is going to happen, but, like, I just make sure it's, like, a sick one.
Yeah.
Like, if they say, oh, man, that boy, a fucking lion opened this door. They're like, oh shit,
how did Jay go out?
Listen, man, I was like,
man, that boy,
man, that day was crazy, man.
A lion just came to the door off and it snatched him out.
That boy was in the vet seat, right?
No, for real, man. How you died, man? Stop playing.
Nah, fucking
lion, man, for real.
The lion opened the door. The lion opened the door? Nigga, that what I'm saying.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
The whole time they're like, nah, nigga. But like, bro, yes.
Nigga took off Jay's seatbelt.
A lion opened the door with his thumbs.
No, nigga's teeth.
Where is his teeth? Look.
Oh my God, yo, this other video is funny as shit, too.
What's that one?
Hold on. I'm going to show you both. As soon as it load.
Shout out the slow data, man.
Yo, why is make it fast, man.
We need unlimited data. Yo, like, why do I only get 10 gigs?
Huh?
What the hell is 10 gigs a month, bro? Why is it not unlimited? In a house? 2019? Yeah. No, forever.
Wait, no, what? I mean,
wait, what? Are you talking about data? Like phone data?
Yeah, like, yes.
Or like your house
internet? Phone data. I need why is it not unlimited? Like, 10 gigs? 10 gigs, $50. What is that? You finessing me.
Talk to him.
Talk that shit.
This is a fucking line.
And I hope you hear me, Frito.
You said Frito.
Take me, my nigga.
Bro, I'm dead. Who added that soundtrack?
Bro,
I'd probably, dead.
I'd get up with the line and be like, okay, yeah, it's time to go.
Bro, honestly, yeah.
It's coming to
first
my
of
bush.
All, first of all, whoever's in the front seat better hit that motherfucking gas pedal.
Bruh. Or push it to the limit.
Yo, look at this fucking video. Look at it. Goddamn.
Hold on, look. I'll play it on the screen, obviously.
I saw that. Bro, you're lying.
The porn was the me. Porno was
right
called
right in front of him.
The porno was called Ground Shaking Ass.
Okay, but realistically, realistically, show of hands. Who's turned that bitch on?
Ground Faye shaking
Tana,
ass.
Human bandana.
Yes, it's a little catchy. It's a little catchy. It's a little catchy.
Well, like, how was ass spelled? Was it Z's or Z's?
Yo, but you see how the way his posture was set up, how Dip was so comfortable on the floor?
He got set up.
I don't even know what it is. His legs are wide open. He got his pajamas on.
That shit is going to sleep.
So he's like, look at it.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
He had a posture. Any nigga getting mad at you for you calling them out?
They're lying.
They're lying.
I don't know what that is.
Bro, that's equivalent to saying, that's equivalent to your mom saying, I found a gun in your drawer. And you say, why you going through my shit?
Fuck you going through my shit, mom?
If you find a gun in my drawer, I'll never fucking ask why
you
going through my shit.
You can't lie about it. That's a whole gun.
The gun is here.
That's a whole gun.
So, yo, why the fuck is there a rocket launcher in your fucking car?
Well, you going in my whip, man.
Bro, that's a whole.
You have a rocket launcher. Exactly. Start talking.
Yo.
Ground shaking ass though, man. Fuck.
Crazy.
Honestly, I would.
That's a clickbait.
Can we drop the link? Let me try to find that shit.
That's definitely clickbait.
Ground shaking ass with 2 0.
I'm just dead how comfortable he looked. Oh my God. Like, he was like ready to go to sleep.
I found it, nigga. Combat Zone DVD. Holy. Ground shaking ass. Damn.
How do you manage to stream it to the TV, though? Because it
was. Yo. I got the iPad under the bed.
That's a smart ass jig.
I didn't know how I got that.
I knew that computer school wasn't good for him.
Yo, before we go, I remember in middle school, you were like very limited to what you can do on the internet. Mm-hmm. Now the niggas just got everything, but like you had to get a site that unblocked the sites that school blocked. Mm-hmm. Niggas is on YouTube and shit on MSN. Like, yo, what's up? Yo, you sick today? Nah, I'm at school, nigga.
That was such a flex, bro.
Yeah.
That was such a flex.
I remember when Twitter just came out, they didn't block it yet. And I was like, damn, no one has Twitter yet. But I'm like, I feel so badass because I'm on Twitter at school. Mm-hmm. You know?
I remember that.
I fucking feel what?
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
I got a motherfucking flight to catch and I ain't packed shit cause fuck these nigga, man. Fuck TSA.
Bro, that's the way to pack.
Fuck Trump.
The night before.
That way.
Yeah, fuck Trump cause my American cousin, we ain't feeling that.
Nope.
We ain't building no.
I did not vote for him. Surely did I.
Look, man, only walls we building is the motherfucking hands. That I'm about to give you.
If you watch unit, I think it makes sense.
Bro. I watch some shit on. Let me close more. I'm gonna get motherfucking passionate. I watch this shit on. Put the camera. Yeah, zoom back in on me. Get ready to hit my bombs, Jay. I was watching it. Hold on.
Get comfortable. Fix your posture.
Trump, you on your hair.
I was watching this shit on motherfucking. My posture ain't right.
Get comfy.
What's that DVD called, Jay?
Which one?
The one ground
about,
shaking
the one
ass.
About Trump. No, not ground shaking ass.
The other one.
Hmm?
Which one? Oh, Dirty
one
Money?
Yeah, Dirty Money. That's it?
Yeah.
I was watching Dirty Money and watching something about this bitch ass nigga Trump. Let me tell you something, buddy. Pussy ass nigga. You build that wall. I promise you, I'm going to find your ass. Mm-hmm. I'm giddy hand, pussy ass nigga. Mm-hmm. Swear to God on the set. And you in New York disrespecting 50 Cent. Pussy ass nigga, when I see you, I swear to God, it's on site, fool.
On site. No talking. Straight hand.
I walk by your hotel, pussy nigga. You got mad security around up. Got mad security around up.
You scared?
You scared?
I'm so dead. Yo, they gonna take my citizenship away. I just got that shit 2 years ago.
Hey, I'm trying to get mine. What's
honest,
up?
Honest, I just got mine like 2 years ago. The like when he got in, I was able to vote, and I was like, it's lit. You feel me? And then I saw like on the voting sheet they had that. You know, I think people were like voting for that gorilla.
Harambe?
That's what
R.P. Harambe,
he got a lot of votes though.
Yo, they fucked up. They wasted their vote.
Yeah, he got a lot of votes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
The internet's out of hand.
Yeah, honestly, they're disgusting.
It's out of hand.
Now we got JIT in office, you know, like people can't even get their taxes, you know, niggas ain't eating clean. You can't even eat meat right now. Niggas is dying. We is like, it's a war.
Yo, the show Dirty Money really made me see, like, look at Trump a totally different way to see this nigga's really just in office promoting this shit just for his beneficial cause.
Yeah,
like,
he's bad mind.
This nigga's bad, bro.
I knew it was all bad when I saw that. I'm like,
wow.
I wasn't really familiar. Really I wasn't familiar with him, like, even before all the politics and shit.
Right.
I'm like, okay, yeah, he's a rich guy. Okay, that's all I knew.
And he had his
but all the dirt, all the ins and outs, man.
Man.
HSBC?
Yeah.
What's it? That bank?
And then, like,
funding the cartel.
He had, like...
Dirty Money is crazy.
Wait, I think it was like, I don't remember, but JIT did something. Once again, it was really fucked up. A whole bunch of people. And somebody told me, I don't remember, but y'all Google it. It's a lot of shit on there.
Hey, her finger curving, so y'all know that shit is serious.
Shout out to Google search.
Honest.
Y'all gonna do that shit. Hey, man. I remember, she forgot.
I don't remember, but he did some shit.
That nigga did
some
shit.
He did that shit. You just know, like, it makes sense.
Yo,
like,
that
nigga did that shit.
I believe it. Yeah.
Honest.
Bro, from when Young Jeezy made My President is Black, My Lambo Blue, like, this nigga Obama, my kinfolk.
That shit goes so hard.
Family.
Man, y'all remember that day? Even in Canada, we were out here celebrating.
Yeah.
Man.
We were all black to school. Yeah, like it was a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
But look at me crazy, bro. You will see My President Black, bro. I was like, fired your ass. Like, what? Like, niggas
her
were scared.
President Black? Man, listen.
That's crazy,
man.
Bro. We were allowed to see that.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yo, you know what kind of sucks, man?
2000 and like, what?
We have to say prime minister. It's just not as cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, my prime minister. My prime minister. The prime one.
Yeah. My prime minister.
It just sounds so boring, man.
Who is our prime minister?
Jean Chrétien.
See, I don't even know this shit.
I'm joking.
Do you know this shit?
Yeah, who's
my name is Bennett and I ain't in it.
John Trudeau.
I don't know, Jay.
John Trudeau.
Oh, yeah, Trudeau.
Yeah.
He's definitely Justin.
Oh, he came to... Oh, my God.
His cousin, not in.
Wow, that was embarrassing. Damn. Yo, you didn't set this up for the okie doke. Yeah. John Trudeau.
You're like, yeah, that one.
But John sound better, though. It's like more formal.
I believe it.
I told y'all niggas I don't really know about any of
John.
That. So, you tell me a name, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that sound right.
Yeah,
he came to Humber the other day.
Just basics. You know.
John.
Yeah, I seen.
And then the person that runs Ontario, what's his name? Tom Ford.
That's the premier.
Tom Ford isn't a designer or some shit.
No, Tom Ford. What? I know he's a designer. But his name is Ford.
Ford.
No. I don't know something. Ford.
It's Doug now. It's Doug
Ford.
Doug
Ford. Doug Ford. Now,
wait, hold on. You in the fucking feds? How you know all this shit? You know his right, Justin Trudeau. Doug.
Nah, it is a big.
You in the feds?
Just read a little bit.
That's it. We gotta read more.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, shit.
This is terrible.
Twitter.
I'll
be reading,
Damn,
man.
Yeah. I gotta follow you. You got all the fun facts.
Thank you.
Do what I'm about to say, though.
I'm about to say.
What kind of crazy is fucking, like, after this year.
Yeah.
Like, this shit is just done. Like, bro, we were in 2005 the other day. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. We were in 2005.
Yeah, it was 4 days ago.
4 days ago. Facts. Yeah. It is almost 2020, bro.
I know. It's wild.
That is fucking crazy.
Yo, when people used to say 2020, I'd be like,
I thought everyone, I was going to be dead by then.
Yeah, everyone will be dead, man.
Yeah, like aliens is here. We flying already. In cars and stuff.
I thought 2012 was the end.
Disappointing, man.
We're still driving on the fucking tarmac.
Yep.
We still have rubber wheels and shit.
Yep. Now, we got Teslas. Teslas be driving them seals.
Yeah, I want a Tesla so bad.
Yeah, Tesla's
so
dope, bro.
Yo, so bad.
That's
so
a dope I, car.
Bro. But like then they got the Google cars driving themselves. I'm fine with just regular shit, bro. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be that old nigga that you see coming down Boulevard in a loud ass Mustang and shit, and you smell the gas and your windows is up, and I'm blowing mad. Yeah, I'm
it's the good old days.
Yeah. You gotta pull over for gas every 30 minutes.
I'm cool with that.
every 30 minutes.
You're going to have to bring the gas in your car because they ain't going to have gas.
Exactly. You see gas, like, not even some places you go right now, they don't got no gas.
Hey, hey, I'm going to say one thing. My boy got that gas. He got that fire. Yeah. Right? The other
one. Yeah. 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 He got that. You see different ways of using it. He got that fire. That means he got that good shit.
Yes, ma'am. That's the Trudeau. Mm-hmm.
Man, shout out to weed, man. Yes, ma'am.
Well, guys, we are approaching the end of the show. It has been a nice hour, and I don't know, a little bit.
Some shit.
Yeah, some change.
Yeah.
Some pocket change.
This is the thing. People say, like, oh, my God, you have a podcast. That's so good. Like, what do you guys talk about? And I'm just there like,
nothing much.
What do we talk about?
Anything.
I mean, and then I relate back to certain episodes like this, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Current events.
Just stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just words and shit.
Just
kind of
politics. What's his name? Trudeau. John Trudeau.
Justin. Yeah, we talk politics. Tudor.
What's that nigga name?
What that nigga?
The nigga with the country.
The nigga with the country.
What was that nigga name? What's his name with the country? Look, we talking about fighting Selena Killer because justice ain't served for her.
Honest.
We talk about
she's in the
unhealthy
she's
food.
In the bin, though.
She's still locked up?
Where's she at?
She's locked up, I believe.
Oh, they said that hoe was in the window.
What?
I thought I heard that.
I said Ben.
Oh.
Yeah. Bindo. Oh, he said Bindo.
Oh, okay.
Bindo.
Okay.
No,
that's
I didn't.
Toronto slang.
You said she's in the Bindo, right?
I did say that, actually.
Oh, right. My bad.
Yeah, man.
My bad.
Yeah, I take that back.
So we all hearing shit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still didn't say tape. Mm-hmm. I didn't say
that.
Yeah,
so I thought you forgot about that.
Yeah, she's still in the Bindo. She'll be eligible for parole in 2025.
Mm-mm. Nah. I don't need to stay in there. Oh, my nigga Bobby Smurda.
Yeah.
Can you say Smurda, not Smurda?
I say Smurda.
What is that?
Smurda.
You're not shouting him out right then.
Yeah, wow. It's not right. I wasted a G-unit button.
Smurda!
Yeah, you said it louder and still wrong, nigga.
I do that all the time. I be loud and wrong. I gotta. Okay, Bobby.
Bro, oh my
Smurda.
God.
Smurda.
Smurda. Yeah. Smurda. You know what Smurda. It is. I feel connected with him. Like, I know him. Like,
I think you do.
Yeah, that reminds me of like.
I feel like I know him. Like, his energy through his music is so amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Huh.
For sure. Praying for him.
Yo, if you're arguing and you're wrong, and then you say you're the same thing, the same wrong thing, but louder. Like, it's still wrong, but it's just louder.
It's still wrong.
Yeah.
I was louder.
So, yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
No, but sometimes.
No, I'm talking about you.
Sometimes,
but, like, I know niggas that when you argue with them, like, they're wrong. And I'm telling you why they're wrong, and then they say the same wrong shit, but louder. I'm like, okay.
Yo, sometimes.
You just said the same thing.
Sometimes I just be feeling like y'all niggas don't be hearing me. Y'all niggas just don't be hearing me.
It is. But it's a good thing we don't hear you because you're wrong.
Yeah. No, because it's like, even though I'm wrong, it's like, I still slapped the five out you, dude. Like that.
You see what I'm saying? It was like a five in his ass. Ooh, that boy gonna get it.
I just need to be chilling with her more often. But hey, man, I'm done talking for this episode. Look, you enjoy that?
Tic Tacs, they got gum now.
Tic Tacs.
That too. Tic Tacs, Kit Kat, all that.
Look, man, listen.
Yeah.
Let me say something, man.
Uh-huh.
Speak to him, Trey.
It's motherfucking Chinese Japanese New Year's.
Can anybody talk?
Look, welcome back to Random Order. We were just starting this. I'm drunk. Let's get it. Look, shout out to fucking Webster, man. Chicken noodle soup dance still going crazy, man. I missed the era
Webster?
When we used it.
Yeah.
It's Webster. Let's
Webstar.
Go.
Webstar.
It's
not Webster, though. It's Webstar.
Okay, Webstar, yeah.
Okay, who's
let's
Webster?
Go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I don't know why, but every time I chill with you or like she I'm around that. You, for some reason, I think about the fucking song where Fat Man Scoop starts, Fat Man Scoop, Timberland. I don't know why.
That nigga's live, though.
I know you would go off to it, though. If, like,
I never
knew
there was
a... It's not that song,
what?
Nigga.
That is a song.
Yeah.
That's not a song?
He was
what?
On no. there, nigga. He was screaming in the
oh,
back.
That's not
the
song
I'm
neck.
Talking about.
Oh, know, someone neck this nigga right now. You were singing Outkast.
Yeah. Nigga, what?
Nah, he's singing.
Both of y'all wrong.
Okay, everyone.
He was singing. Wasn't he singing?
Okay,
I like
everybody
the
get
way
out.
You want
everyone get out.
What are you hearing? No.
Everyone eject.
Can I
go? Go wait in the car,
bro. Bro, wasn't he singing? I like the way you move.
No.
What were you singing?
This nigga was singing.
Bro, say with your chest.
I was singing the Fat Man Scoop song.
Say it again.
The one I was talking about.
No, you guys are talking about Fat Man.
There was a. That's not Fat Man Scoop.
Who's it?
Never.
He's in the background screaming, bro.
Never.
Bro,
bro, you love like this before?
Screamed that was Mary J. Blige.
That's Faith but Evans.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I'm not, was I talking about that?
Hey, we know you're not talking about that.
He's not on that.
Talking about that.
My nigga,
that.
I wrote fat and Google put Mad Scoop for me, my nigga.
Mad Scoop?
Okay, but was he on that song? No.
He's on the fucking song.
Yes.
But, okay.
Wait. No, wait.
But we ain't even talking about that.
But
I'm
that's
talking,
not, see, wait, he switched wait, arguments. Wait, what you saw there?
No. No.
You just said he's not on there and then you find out he is, but then you're like, oh, I'm not talking about that.
Damn, this Wi-Fi is slow.
Hey, leave my Wi-Fi.
Get it together.
Wait.
I was talking about the Fat Man Scoop song.
Which one?
I know. When niggas killed that shit for G-Baby, niggas killed that shit for all the...
That's Love Like This.
That's what he was singing.
That's what he was singing.
Oh, I thought you were singing Outkast.
Huh? Copyright.
Nah, look. It gotta be like more than like 30 seconds, right?
Some shit. Yeah, people are wild out and still get paid. So fuck, we'll figure it out.
Look,
yeah.
Nigga, all I'm saying is Fat Man Scoop, Timbaland, Fat Man Scoop.
Can I get
Timbaland,
my apology though?
Yeah.
You're right.
Thanks. Whatever I say,
thank
y'all got
to
do.
Allegra. Thank you.
That was from You Got Served.
Yeah.
You Got to do.
That's all.
Yeah, do. Oh no!
I swear that's what slid across.
That's on top. Okay, so I was confused when you start singing right. Love Like This before.
Yeah, I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. Yeah,
that's
based off
what
you said. Okay, I got you. I apologize.
Really so you guys are both right.
That's what I'm telling you. When you wrong, just speak up. Say the same shit you saying. Speak up. Because fuck these niggas. End of the day,
that was an argument.
Yeah.
End of the day, these niggas want to see you falling. We ain't going to do that. You heard?
True.
That's it.
You're arguing by yourself.
Yeah, you accuse me like.
Yeah, I was like, you guys are talking about different things.
Not being on a song, but he was on the song. So that was.
I was just saying you singing the wrong song. That's it.
But like.
That's what.
Yeah.
I thought you were singing Outkast. My bad.
Okay.
I don't know where the fuck you went with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear I heard that.
Okay. Well, he was at the Super Bowl. That's what.
I didn't watch that part. Like I was
subconsciously
I was in the kitchen.
You probably crept in there though in your mind.
No, I didn't hear it.
I should help you there. We're just way off.
My man's trying to help. Nope.
Nah, didn't
no
happen.
Clue. Yep. Listen, man, we got the Mario coin. We ain't even use it, man.
Yeah, we did.
There was shit.
Yeah, we did. Look,
is that the star?
That's a coin.
Uh-oh. I thought it was Sonic, so you better than me still.
Sonic?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he rolls and gets him.
He gets coins and shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was like when you get a star.
No, that's when Sonic get hit with that fire and he loses all his shit.
It be coming out of his brain cells. Yeah. Like, true.
Yeah.
Might just fell out of his pocket.
I like to say your outros, man.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Say your outro. This is, can we turn all the cameras towards her? All three of them?
Oh my god, Auntie Debbie told me not to do that, and I did that. I'm so sorry, Auntie, please.
What'd you do? No, I'm joking.
I did that weird face I always do.
Mm.
I'm not going to do it again.
Okay. Are all the cameras on her?
Okay, I just did it again.
All right, go ahead. All of them are on you. What do you got to say?
Thank you guys for watching. You guys be woke. And remember that... I don't know. No, I do remember something. I caught you, motherfuckers. Stay woke in this bitch.
Gotcha.
Okay, if you see me at Humber, don't say shit. Don't run up to me, because I will beat you. I'm joking, honestly. Humber, I am so sorry. Please don't drop me from my courses. I am a true hawk. Torian.
You've paid them. They won't drop you.
Pardon?
You've paid them. They won't drop you.
Oh, yeah, they did take my money. They did. I did pay you guys. But, you know, niggas be like,
you dropped
be nigging,
them.
And they will like pretend like I didn't pay them
true.
You know, like, finesse me.
My
and they, and, you know, they heard they're doing fraud over here now, so I don't know if Humber's down with that shit. I'm just saying I'm sorry. Thank you, and I hope to y'all again. Yeah.
Hope to y'all again.
Yeah.
Yeah, for when I left Humber, I didn't even like tell anyone or like press their withdrawal. I just didn't show up.
Same.
That's aggressive.
Yo, they just said,
to my classes.
All right, so you're going to hand this in tomorrow. We got this. I'm like, okay, yeah. Next day. And
I work for myself.
Yeah, we'll see about it. And I didn't. And I was doing a group project at the time. And I had most
You are flawed. You're one of those. In the group chat, be like, guys, when do you want to turn this in? No answer.
This guy's slimy.
Nah.
No answer.
Slime.
This guy's slimy.
Like, they throw my name on the bottom.
I hope everything's all right with him.
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just in bed still.
That's crazy.
Wicked.
I remember I was going to school and I saw this nigga car in the driveway. I said,
hold up.
Something ain't right here. Something ain't right here.
Mm, dropped out.
But like my listen, class canceled today. Wow. Yeah, something happened with the professor in no class today.
They just don't be get, that's the thing. College and university, motherfuckers, they don't give a fuck. They don't be giving a fuck.
Listen, man, my name is Trey Richards. I got the fresh fade here. I'm just gonna leave this podcast first because fuck y'all. G-Unit.
Y'all already know, man. Judge Tycho's out. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's probably 3 fucking episodes, 3 or 4 maybe episodes out. And yeah, go fucking press the button, press the link on the screen and shit. And then yeah. Oh yeah, subscribe to the podcast. Fucking subscribe.
That's
on YouTube.
I came back to say that.
Say nice shit. Go on iTunes and rate it.
Yeah. And don't think we're playing, bro. Like, no, we're really write my shit, nigga.
Yo, it's this year and we're uploading, so it's the year of the upload already, and you can't deny it already.
Ooh.
You can't deny it.
Year of the upload.
It's the this is the year.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Chinese New Year. That's the year of the upload.
That's it.
Yeah.
To but be even, honest, the year done now. I mean, we bet on our old shit. Years old.
Yeah, that's it.
This is the 2 months. Last episode, man. See y'all niggas next year, man. Listen, shout out to my young slime shells. Shout out to my young slime Faith Tanner, Human Bandana. Shout out my young slime Jay right here. Shout out my young slime cousin, my slimy cousin.
Dad.
Lyrica. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Niggas see her. Say hello.
Yes, ma'am.
She polite. She do fight if you step on her toes.
No.
That's all it
that
is.
That is true.
That's what I'm saying.
That is true. Yes, ma'am. You know.
And one quick shout out to Snails. That's how we ending it, man. Shout out to Snails,
and shout out
man.
To all my French people, because I be speaking a little French sometimes. Shout out to the Escargots.
Free 21 Savage.
That's how it is,
free
man.
21, y'all. Free 21. Happy Black History Month.
Yes, sir. Happy Black History Month.
That's
true. And
I like the way you move.
Now you singing. I heard you, liar.
I like the way you move.
I knew I heard that shit.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.